A study published earlier this year found that the group of fishes known as minnows actually consists of multiple different groups. This has led the North American minnows to be reclassified as a new family of fishes called Leuciscidae. Professor Brandon Peoples, a minnow researcher from Clemson University, says there's a difference between what scientists and the general public call minnows.
People often use the term minnow just to describe any small fish. And oftentimes, just small individuals of our sport fishes are called minnows. And so that's kind of a common minnow misconception that we have. In reality, minnows are particular species of this newly dubbed family, Leuciscidae.
According to Peoples, minnows are an incredibly important part of lake and stream ecosystems.
Minnows play a very diverse role in ecosystems, and the role that they play is as diverse as the species are themselves. So some minnows obviously are an important forage base for other predators, but actually other minnows are top predators themselves. Some minnows can grow quite large. Other species of minnows are herbivores that control the entire food dynamics of stream ecosystems. So in the western United States, we have several species that you may be familiar with. We have small minnows such as long-nosed dace and speckled dace, but you also have some pretty large growing minnows that make really long migrations. You have things like humpback chub, Gila chub, the Utah chub, and even some can grow to be top apex predators like the Colorado pike minnow. A species that is very impressive, very revered, but also very very imperiled.
Peoples also says that this sort of species reorganization is far from a purely academic exercise.
Is that we often discover that what we once thought was, for instance, one broadly distributed species, it turns out to be several narrowly distributed species. We may need to take a second look to assess species status, threats, and that kind of thing.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Niall Clancy.